Hello, Pastor Brandon here, and it is Tuesday, January 14th, 2020, and this is our daily audio reading plan, Seek Him. Today, we'll be reading from Psalm 10, 1 through 10, Genesis chapter 16 and 17, and Matthew 6, 5 through 18. Let's jump right in on the psalm, shall we? Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked haughtily pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes that they have devised. For the wicked boast of the desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounce the Lord. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. His ways prosper at all times. Your judgments are on high, out of his sight. As for all his foes, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity. His mouth is filled with cursing and deceit. And oppression under his tongues are mischief and iniquity. He sits in ambush in the villages, in hiding places he murders the innocent. His eyes stealthily watch for the helpless. He lurks in ambush like a lion in his thicket. He lurks that he may seize the poor. He seizes the poor when he draws him into his net. The helpless are crushed, sink down, and fall by his might. Genesis chapter 16 and chapter 17. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. She had a female Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, Behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go into my servant. It may be that I shall obtain children by her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. So after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, the Egyptian, her servant, and gave her to Abram, her husband, as a wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, she looked with contentment on her mistress. And Sarai said to Abram, May the wrong done to me be on you. I gave my servant to your embrace. And when she saw that she had conceived, she looked on me with contempt. May the Lord judge between you and me. But Abram said to Sarai, Behold, your servant is in your power. Do to her as you please. Then Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found her by the spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going? She said, I am fleeing from my mistress Sarai. The angel of the Lord said to her, Return to your mistress and submit to her. The angel of the Lord also said to her, I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said to her, Behold, you are pregnant, you shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. He shall be a wild donkey of a man, his hand against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he shall dwell over against all his kinsmen. So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, You are a God of seeing. For she said, Truly, here I have seen him who looks after me. Therefore, the well was called Beer Laharai. It lies between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bore Abram a son. And Abram called the name of his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless, that I may make a covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins. And it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male throughout your generations, whether born in your house or bought with your money, from any foreigner who is not of your offspring, both he who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money shall surely be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh, an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to him, Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. God said, No, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and multiply him greatly. He shall father 12 princes, and I will make him into a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, from whom Sarah shall bear to you at this time next year. When he had finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. Then Abraham took Ishmael his son and all those born in his house or were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house. He circumcised the flesh of their foreskins that very day, as God had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. That very day, Abraham and his son Ishmael were circumcised, and all the men of his house, those born in the house and those bought with money from a foreigner, were circumcised with him. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 5 through 18. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. These are our readings for January 14th, 2020, from our reading plan. I'd like us to go back to Genesis, though, and look at the situation between Abram, Sarai, and her servant, Hagar. And I'd like to just point out the fact that this is the original sin, the first sin of man, just taking place once again. God tells us he has a plan. And then we circumvent God to try to achieve his plan our way, how we think it should be done, not how God has ordained and planned for it to be done. And the ultimate question we have to ask here, when we face circumstances where we feel we need to circumvent or do something that God has not specifically told us to do, the question we need to ask when we feel like we have to do that to achieve his plan without him, and that's the key there, to achieve his plan without him, is do we really trust God? Do we trust God to do what God promises, to do what God says? And ultimately, God is the ultimate promise keeper. We have ample reasons to trust God. Not only is he the ultimate promise keeper, but he's the creator of all things. We can't trust God. Can we trust anything? If you can't trust the creator, how could you ever trust that which is created? We must always find it in ourselves to trust God, even when everything seems stacked against us. Abram even says, I, in my old age, is someone that's going to be 100 going to have a child? And Sarah, how is she ever going to have a child? God, certain things stop working after certain ages. You know this. You created us. Exactly is what God says. He knows how these things work. But he also is the God of all universes, and where our impossibilities are met by God, we find wonderful possibilities. When we say something is impossible, it is not impossible for God. Where we can't, God can. Where we are unable, God is able. And God has a plan, just like he had a plan for Adam and Eve, just like he had a plan for Noah, just like he has a plan now for Abraham. And God's plan is good, because it's just like he has a plan through Jesus. God's plan is good, and we can trust in him and in his plans. Our prayer point for today, Tuesday, is to be praying for kingdom breakthrough in Exeter, for God to heal our land, and to pray that we would be light in the darkness, willing to take risks to reach the world around us. Let us pray. Gracious Father, Lord, we do pray for your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we read in Matthew today, Lord. We pray for heaven to meet earth here in Exeter and beyond, Lord. We pray for your revival. We pray for you to send your spirit and power and to empower us to do the mission, the vision that you've called us out to, Lord, to empower us to do whatever it takes to be a light in the darkness. Empower us to be willing to take the risk to reach not just people here in our own community, but around this world. Empower and call us, Lord. In your precious and holy name, I pray. Amen. God bless you all, and we'll be talking with you tomorrow.